This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has announced that nearly 2,500 applicants will receive disaster assistance through the Emergency Assistance for Livestock, Honeybees, and Farm-Raised Fish Program, or ELAP, for losses suffered from October 1, 2011 through September 30, 2013. The program, reauthorized by the 2014 Farm Bill, provides disaster relief to livestock, honeybee, and farm-raised fish producers not covered by other agricultural disaster assistance programs. Eligible losses may include excessive heat or winds, flooding, blizzards, hail, wildfires, lightning strikes, volcanic eruptions, and diseases, or in the case of honeybees, losses due to colony collapse disorder. Beekeepers, most of whom suffered honeybee colony losses, represent more than half of the ELAP recipients. The Farm Bill caps ELAP disaster funding at $20 million per federal fiscal year. To accommodate the number of requests, which exceeded funds available for each of the affected years, payments will be reduced to ensure that all eligible applicants receive a prorated share of assistance. Fracking has become a much talked about issue in many areas of the country, including our own state. I spoke with President of the Midwest Truckers Association, Don Schaefer, about its effects on transportation systems. One item that has worked its way past the state government is on fracking.
Well, a couple of things. Of course, the fracking rules have finally been promulgated by the state and by the legislature. There was a challenge to the fracking rules, which was knocked down by the courts this past week, which gives us a little bit more indication that we're actually getting to the point where we may actually see this process used in oil and gas production in parts of Illinois. It's been a long road to get there, but appears that it's very close right now because of the fact that it is stood up to a court challenge and the rulemaking process is completed. Fracking, the big thing they talk about is that the number of jobs that it's going to bring into the state of Illinois, and that's true. It will bring many, many, many jobs, and it could be a great boom to the economy in eastern and southeastern Illinois. You know, there are estimates that any time you open up a well in this type of a situation, it takes like 2,000 truckloads of sand, fluid, tools, equipment, what have you, to get that well going. You know, it takes a lot of people to do that type of work. It takes a lot of money being spent to get to that point, which is good for a lot of local economies. And that does. That throws a lot of money into local economies, which is good. And, you know, there's been concerns expressed also is that, is this going to have an impact on local roads? Well, obviously it is. So I think the big challenge is going to be as this whole fracking process moves ahead, is how do you balance out the benefits of this economic boom to the area with assuring that the roads stay in halfway decent shape and that we don't ruin one thing to make money someplace else.
Very true. If the roads start deteriorating, then we're going to need to be able to fund that. So I suppose it's all about balance.
Well, you know, a lot of those local roads are supported by property taxes. That's how townships, you know, many township roads are get most of their financial support is from property taxes, and usually it's paid for by the people who live on those roads. So, you know, there's going to be obviously there's going to be some sort of debate on that, and there's going to be the issue is going to be discussed quite a lot because of the fact that we're going to see hopefully some sort of an economic impact of this whole process down in not too far away from us here, and that everybody benefits from it, and that it doesn't have a negative impact on the infrastructure of a lot of areas of rural Illinois.
Again, that was President of the Midwest Truckers Association, Don Schaefer. We'll hear more from Schaefer coming up after this.
Long-term care due to an accident, disability, or chronic illness can be expensive, and these services are not typically covered by health insurance or Medicare. That's why it's so important to have a long-term care policy from Country Life Insurance Company. It can help pay the costs associated with long-term care and help protect your retirement savings. There are a variety of options available, so contact me, Wayne Schaefer, your Country Financial representative in Jerseyville today. Country Financial, what's your ideal financial security? Give us a call at 618-498-5800.
over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house we go. And you can be sure Grandma will set her holiday table with farmer-owned Prairie Farms dairy products. A dab of Prairie Farms butter on the vegetables or spread on homemade rolls. The pumpkin pie has to be topped with Prairie Farms whipping cream. And Prairie Farms non-fat cottage cheese and sour cream make Grandma's best recipes even better. For vitamin C, 100% pure Prairie Farms orange juice. Taste the homemade goodness of farmer-owned Prairie Farms.
Are fuel prices costing you a fortune? Area Diesel Service can help with agricultural diesel solutions modules. Over 1,000 applications can get up to 35% more horsepower, and these performance modules aren't just for planting and harvest. There are modules for medium and heavy-duty trucks and your light-duty diesel pickups. For details, call 800-637-2658 or visit the new redesigned website today by logging on to areadiesel.com. That's areadiesel.com.
Who else provides a partner in crop production like M&M Service Company? The fact is, with your M&M crop specialist working with you throughout the entire year, you have the unique advantage of combining quality seed with expert agronomic knowledge, know-how. As a true business partner, you can rely on your M&M Service crop specialist to help you reduce risks, make smarter decisions, improve profits, and just make the whole business of farming easier. So, for a production partner that can bring solutions that work in your field, get a hold of your M&M Service Company crop specialist today. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of need.
Every year, the Midwest Truckers Association holds a truck show in Peoria. I spoke with Schaefer about the event and plans that are being made.
Yeah, I mean, mark your calendars February 6th and 7th in Peoria at the Peoria Civic Center. We are final. As a matter of fact, we're just at that point right now where we're finalizing the program. We have invitations out, actually locked in most of our speakers. We have a pending request to have Governor Rauner do our opening session on Friday, February 6th. We're waiting for confirmation on that, but we're keeping our fingers crossed. Well, we've got a lot of sessions on motor carrier safety, a lot of sessions on basically, there's so many rules and regulations out there for anyone who operates a commercial vehicle. How can you stay on top of it? And, the big thing we try to do during our couple of days in Peoria is to educate those people about what's going on, how the rules are changing, how the laws are changing, and how they need to adapt to be in compliance with state and federal law. At the same time, we have a good, we have the truck and trailer show. The truck and trailer show is a great time. I mean, we get close to 200 exhibitors in there with all shapes and all sizes of trucks, trailers, equipment, supplies, services, whatever you need, to keep your truck going. And this isn't just trucking companies. This is, companies that operate trucks. We have, we have a large contingent of the farm community that comes to the truck show. We have people in all sorts of businesses that, use and operate trucks in their business operation, and they're all welcome to attend. On top of that, we do our Truckers Pride Truck Beauty Contest, which is basically it's a beauty contest for trucks. It has both work trucks and show trucks, and it's a lot of chrome, a lot of just a real nice setup. We get down to about 25 finalists, and they bring their trucks into the Civic Center, and they're in there for the weekend. And then, of course, for the littlest trucks, we do our Truckers Pinewood Derby. Everyone knows the Pinewood Derby that the kids use. Well, we do the same thing, and it's a fundraiser. We do it. All the money that's raised is given back to the Boy Scouts and given to Special Olympics. And it's people get one of the Pinewood Derby kits we have, and they customize the trucks. And we do the races. We do the time trials on Friday, and we do the racing on Saturday. And people have a real good time with that. It's amazing what the amount of work and effort that goes into putting these little Pinewood Derby trucks together. And it's not just the big kids, it's also little kids, so everyone has an even chance of winning. And it's a really good time.
Again, that was Don Schaefer of the Midwest Truckers Association. The last weekly state crop and weather report was released. Producers are winding down harvest across the state. Some operators continued with fall tillage and fertilizer applications, but freezing temperatures may have put an end to field work for the season. There were 4.6 days suitable for field work for the week ending November 23rd. Statewide, precipitation averaged 0.27 inches, 0.37 inches below normal. The average temperature was 27.9 degrees, 13 degrees below normal. Corn harvest was 97% complete, compared to 98% last year and the five-year average of 92%. Sorghum harvest was 95% complete. Winter wheat that was emerged reached 76%. Winter wheat condition was rated 4% very poor, 7% poor, 33% fair, 54% good, and 2% excellent. Pasture condition was rated at 2% very poor, 8% poor, 27% fair, 51% good, and 12% excellent. Topsoil moisture supply was rated at 6% short, 78% adequate, and 16% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply was rated at 1% very short, 8% short, 81% adequate, and 10% surplus. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.